Getting to know this one pretty well, so I'll keep singing. Okay, here we go. The Savior above in wonderful love came down to this world to die. That all could believe. All right, now something we don't usually do, but I want you to think of a number. The number is between 1 and 176.
所以呢，第一那个数字是1到176。
So think any one of you think of a number. I want you all to think of a number between 100 and 1 and 176.
所以
So who's got a number for me?
我要你们大家呢，就是每个人都想一个数字，这个数字呢，从1到176，谁有数字可以告诉他？
66.
66.
66。
Fourteen.
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 14。
Seven.
Seven? Who
7。
said seven?
Me.
谁说的七？
150.
150。
Seven, seven.
27?
77.
Seventy-seven.
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 That's what I need. Thank you.
温斯顿的来。Okay,
I think we've got enough.
我们已经够了。77, 77。
All right, thank you very much. So, we'll sit down, have a word of prayer, and I'll tell you my story.
今天我们坐下来先祷告，然后他会跟大家讲他的故事。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
And we wouldn't know what to do if we didn't have your instructions.
如果我们没有您的指导，我们都不知道该做什么。
So our prayer is teach us what to do and then help us do it, we pray.
所以呢，我们的祷告是求您教导我们去做，帮助我们去做到。
And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So a while ago, I had a conversation with my friend.
所以呢，不久前我跟我的朋友有一个谈话。
He's been my friend for many, many years, 40, 50 years.
他做我的朋友已经有很多很多年了，大概40多年。
He's come to a lot of sermons that I've been involved in. He's been to a lot of churches, he's a good man.
他呢，就是讲了很多道，我都参加了，他也。 去过很多教会，他是一个好人。
We had a conversation recently. I told him one of the stories from the Bible.
所以呢，我们有一个谈话，谈话呢，我告诉他了一个关于圣经里的故事。
He was very, very pleased with the story. Very impressed.
所以这个故事对他来说呢，他非常非常高兴，对他印象非常深刻。
And it was obvious to me he had never heard the story before.
所以对我来说非常的明显，他以前从来没有听到过这个故事。
And I thought, what's the problem? Answer, he's known about God, he's known about Jesus, he's known about the Bible for all those years, and he has not read his Bible.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我认为呢，我想出了什么问题呢？因为他认识了神，认识了主耶稣基督，认识了知道有圣经很多年，但是呢，这么多年他从来没有读过圣经。I
thought what a tragedy. All those years knowing about the Bible, but just didn't read it for himself.
我这是多么大的一个悲剧呢！他呢那么多年他知道有圣经，但是他自己却不去读。So
for a few minutes more this morning, we're going to learn some more about the Bible, so that you will read your Bible and pray every day, so that you can grow too.
所以这个里面呢，几分钟之后呢，我们要开始呢去读圣经，读圣经呢，这样呢，你也要每天读你的圣经，然后呢去祷告，这样呢，你就会成长。
So Romans chapter 15, please.
罗马书的第15章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书15章。
Why was the Bible written?
为什么圣经要写下来？
Why all those stories in the Bible?
为什么圣经里有这么多的故事呢？
Why do we have a story like the story of Esther in the Bible?
为什么我们有像以斯帖记这样的故事在圣经里面呢？
Romans chapter 15, we're going to read verse 4.
罗马书的第15章，我们要来读第4节。
It says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
从前所写的都是为教导我们写的，叫我们因经文所生的忍耐和安慰可以得到盼望。
My friend phoned me and he said to me, Do you know what's going on in the world?
所以我的朋友打电话给我，他说你知道世界上发生了什么事情吗？
He said, I listened to a very wise and a profound American recently, and he told me of some of the inside things that are going on in the world.
我听到了一个美国人呢，他呢就知道很多的内幕，就是说是也非常聪明，他告诉了我一些内幕新闻。
He said, I'm afraid.
他说我害怕。
Okay, now if he wanted to get hope, what would he do?
如果他想要得到盼望，他想他应该怎么做？
He'd read the Bible.
读圣经。
Then he'd have hope.
然后他有盼望。
And he told me some things that were true and bad, and some things that were just bad and bad.
他告诉我呢，一些事情呢，就是说是真实的，但是却是非常坏的事情。但是有些事情呢，是坏的，也更坏。
He couldn't tell the difference between the true and bad and the false and bad. They were all bad.
他呢分不清楚哪些是真的，哪些坏的，所以哪些是假的，他们所有的都是坏的。
And he didn't have hope because he hadn't read the Bible.
所以他没有盼望，因为他还没有读圣经。
All right, so Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
And verse number 8, I believe it is. I'm having trouble getting my Bible.
约书亚记第一章第八节。
Joshua 1:8. This book of the law.
约书亚记第一章第八节，这律法书。
That would be the books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's all that Joshua knew about.
这个呢应该指的是就是摩西五经，就是创世纪、出埃及记、利未记，然后民数记，还有生命记，这是约书亚所知道的几本书。
It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
这里说呢，这律法书不可离开你的口。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, it means you're going to continually talk about the Bible.
这个意味着呢，你要一直去谈论圣经。
Some people never talk about the Bible.
有些人呢，从来不谈圣经。
But other people almost always talk about the Bible.
但其他人呢，基本上呢，总在说要谈圣经。
When he was alive, I used to like to listen to people who interviewed Billy Graham.
当比利葛培里还活着的时候呢，我喜欢听的有人采访他。
And I was always marveled. It wasn't 2 minutes into the conversation before Billy Graham was talking about the Bible.
因为我总是呢感到非常的惊奇，但是在比利在葛培里的这些就是访谈中呢，他总是在谈论圣经。
Everywhere he went, Billy Graham was quoting the Bible.
葛培里不管去到哪里都在引用圣经。
Remember in his sermon, his most famous line was?
在他的那个讲道里，他最著名的一句话是
What was his most famous line in his sermon?
在他的讲道中呢，最著名的一句话是什么？
The Bible says.
圣经说。
That's what he said, oh, the Bible says.
这是他所说的，他经常说圣经书。
All right, this is what the Lord told Joshua, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
这就是主对约书亚讲的第八节，他的这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜默想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So the Bible you've got has got about 1,500 pages in it. How many of those pages are important?
约圣经呢，你大概有1500页在里面。那么其中有多少页是重要的呢
？Matthew chapter 1。
马太福音第一章。
No, Matthew chapter 4。
不对，马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4。
马太第四。
Verse 4 says, But Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
第四节说，耶稣就回答说，经上记着的人活着不单靠食物，凡乃是靠神口里所出的每一句话。
How many pages in the Bible are important?
在圣经里有多少页是重要的呢
？They're all important.
他们所有都重要。
So, go back down to the minor prophets in your Bible.
你回到我们圣经里的小先知书。
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum. Are all those chapters important?
以何塞亚、约珥书、阿摩斯书、欧巴底亚书、耶拿书、弥迦书，这些书都是重要的吗
？Some people say they're important, but they all say the same thing.
有人说呢，他们并没有那么重要，因为他们讲的都是一样的事情。
What do all the minor prophets say?
所有的小先知书说的是什么呢
？You'd better obey God or else.
所以呢，你最好是顺服神，或者其他事发生。
Why so many chapters in the Bible say you'd better obey God or else you'll be sorry?
所以这个里面就是说是啊，为什么圣经讲这么多次，你最好是顺服神，如果是别的事情，你会感到那个遗憾。
Why so many chapters say the same thing?
为什么在这圣经里这么多章节讲同样的话呢
？What's the answer?
答案是什么
？Very simple.
非常简单。
If you don't obey the Lord and follow His way, you'll be sorry. And the Lord says it over and over and over and over and over and over. So even you and I begin to say, I think you're serious.
因为如果你不去顺服神所说的话，去跟从他，你会感到非常的遗憾的。因为圣经他是一直这么说，一直这么说。为什么圣经这么重复着说呢
？So the book of Psalms, please.
翻到诗篇。
Psalm number 119.
诗篇119。
And the question is, how much of the Bible is important?
一些问题是圣经里有多少是重要的呢
？And Psalm number 119 is all about the Bible.
所以呢，诗篇119所讲的都是关于圣经的。
And the question is, how much of these verses are important?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，这些经文里有多少是重要的了
？They're all about the Bible. Would that mean they're all important?
因为他们所有的都是关于圣经的，所以他们都这个意味着它都是重要的吗
？So we're just going to check.
我们要来查一下。
The first verse we're going to look at is verse number 7.
第一节经文我们要看的是第七节。
It says, "I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments."
第七节说，我学了你公义的判断，就要以正直的心赞美你。
Is that important?
这个非常重要吗
？Would that be wonderful?
这个非常奇妙吗
？Okay, you praise the Lord.
你赞美主。
Why do you praise the Lord?
你为什么要赞美主呢？
Well, this verse says, I learned your righteous judgments, and then I did them, and now I praise you from a pure heart.
你这句经文说呢，学了你公义的判断，现在要以正直的心赞美你。
Two boys sit down for supper.
两个男孩坐下来吃晚餐。
And one is a good boy and one's a bad boy.
其中一个是好孩子，另一个是坏孩子。
And mommy serves them supper.
妈妈来提供他们晚餐。
And the good boy says, Mommy, thank you so much. I appreciate your supper.
所以好孩子说，那妈妈非常感谢，我感激你提供的晚餐。
And the bad boy says, thank you, Mommy. I appreciate your supper too.
所以那个坏孩子也说呢，谢谢妈妈，我也感激你提供的晚餐。
Which boy would you rather be?
你宁愿成为哪一个孩子？
Well, you'd rather be able to look Mommy square in the eye and say, Mommy, thank you for supper, and you told me what to do, and you know, I did it.
因为这个里面就是你可以看着你妈妈的眼睛说，那妈妈，感谢你给我提个晚餐，那么说你告诉我去做的事情我都做了。
And the other boy says, I'm bad. It's true, I got some good supper, but I'm a bad boy.
另外一个说呢，我是个坏孩子，我呢吃了很好的晚餐，但是我仍然是个坏孩子。
So verse 7 says, I'd better learn your righteous judgment and do your righteous judgment so that I can praise you with uprightness of heart.
所以第七节说，那我最好呢，学了你的公义的判断，这样呢，我就可以以正直的心来赞美你。
So our next number is 14.
第二个数字是 14。
It says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies or in the way of the Bible as much as in all riches.
第十四节说，我喜悦你见证的道路，如同喜悦一切的财富。
Okay, so you read your Bible and you learn something from God. And you say, Yippee, that's really true. Thank you, Lord.
所以呢，你读圣经，读圣经，你读到呢，就是说是啊，一些主的事情，你就说呀，屁，这是非常好的事情，我愿意学。
And then you go out on the street, and your friend says, "Oh, good to see you. I just want to give you something," and he hands you $15,000.
这个里面呢，就是说是，然后你走在街上呢，就是你的朋友说，那碰到你朋友，他说我要给你什么，给你一点东西，他给了你15,000块钱。
Would you be happy if on the way home today somebody handed you $15,000?
因为如果你今天回家路上有人给你15,000块钱，你会高兴吗？
Now, which would make you more happy?
那么什么会让你更高兴？
The $15,000. Or what the Bible taught you that morning.
所以呢，就是说是15,000块钱，还是今天早上的圣经教导你的东西呢？
Psalmist says, I'd be happier to get a good message from God, from the Bible, than to get $15,000.
所以呢，就是圣经呢，那个诗人说呢，我呢就是非常高兴，从圣经里得到一些神的指示，比远远超过我得到15,000块钱。
Is the Bible a good book?
圣经是一本好书吗？
What's it say?
这个怎么说的？
Number 66. Let's go to 66, see what it says.
我们来到66节，看66节讲的什么。
Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments.
教导我美善的判断和知识，因我信了你的诫命。
If you believe the commandments in the Bible, what are you going to be able to say to God?
所以如果你相信圣经里的诫命，那么你能跟神说什么呢？
You're going to be able to say to God, teach me, please. You know that when I hear what you say, I believe what you say.
所以你可以跟神说呢，就是说是求您来教导我们。当您教导我的时候呢，我相信了。
Sometimes you go to the teacher or even to your mommy or daddy and you say, could you please teach me something?
有时候呢，你去找你的老师，或者说你去找你的父母，说呢，能不能教我点东西？
And the teacher says, nope.
老师说不。
And you say, well, why won't you teach me?
你说你为什么不教我了？
And the answer is easy, because the last time I taught you something, you didn't pay any attention.
这答案呢非常简单，就是上次我教你东西的时候，你根本没有引起你的注意。
How can you impress the teacher to teach you something that you really ought to know?
怎样让老师呢，就是说去喜欢教导你一些你应该知道的东西呢？
Well, you do what he taught you yesterday.
他昨天教的，你照着去做。
So I told you repeatedly the story of my friend who was a university professor.
因为大家，我一直重复的跟大家讲这个故事。我的朋友呢是大学教授。
And in the springtime, they used to sit there listening to the professor, looking out the window at all the people walking by.
因为就是在那个春季的时候呢，他们呢在那里听那个教授讲课，然后他们坐在那里呢就看窗户外面那些路过的人。
And the professor said, "Now you'd better listen to me because what I'm going to tell you right now is going to be on the final exam."
所以这个里面呢，就是说教授说呢，你们最好现在听我讲，因为我现在讲的东西会出现在期末考试上。
And he said a lot of the people kept on looking out the window. They didn't even lift up their pen.
其实他看到了很多，他说那很多人呢一直看着窗外，甚至连他们的笔都没拿起来记。
And I told them what was going to be on the exam. They didn't even write it down.
其实我告诉他们就是说这个是要考试的，但是他们甚至都不记下来。
So I put it on the exam, and they all failed.
所以我就把这些考上的，他们所有人都没考过去。
All right. So what's our verse say?Would you please teach me? Because I believe what you taught me last time. I want you to teach me next time.
因为就是这句经文说呢，求您呢教导我。我想知道您上次教导我的呢，就是说是我已经知道。这一次呢，下次求你继续教导我。
Verse number 77.
所以呢，第七十七节。
Let your tender mercies come to me.That I may live, for your law is my delight.
愿你的怜悯临到我，使我成佛，因你的律法是我所喜爱的。
Would you like the tender mercy of God to be on your life?
你愿意就是神的那个怜悯在你的人生里吗？
Okay. What happened yesterday afternoon? Oh, God was good to me.
因为昨天下午发生了什么呢？神对我真好。
Well, I like that every afternoon.
我喜欢的每个下午都是那样。
Okay, why? How could you get that tender mercy from the Lord?
你怎样得到那样的怜悯从主那里得到了？
Answer: You delight in the Bible.
答案是你喜欢圣经。
Would it be of value for you to study the Bible?
所以对你来说呢，学习圣经是有价值的吗？
Read your Bible, pray every day. Would that be of any value?
所以读你的圣经，每天祷告，这个是有价值的吗？
Of course.
当然了。
What about Psalm, verse number 149?
所以诗篇，一百幺幺九一百四十九节讲了什么呢？
Psalm 119, verse 149.
所以诗篇幺幺九一百四十九节。
149 reads, Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice.
耶和华啊，照你的慈爱听我的声音，照你的典章将我救活。
So you can imagine going to your daddy when the afternoon is over.
所以你可以想象一下，你去找你的爸爸，在这个下午结束以后。
And you say, Daddy, I want a dollar, please.
爸爸，我想要一块钱。
And your daddy says, "Why do you want a dollar?"
你爸爸说，你为什么要一块钱呢
？And you say, "Because this morning you told me if I did that, you'd give me a dollar."
你说，因为今天早晨你说了，我把这个做了，你就给我一块钱。
And your daddy says, "Did you do that?"
你爸爸说，你照着做了吗
？And you say, "Yeah, I did that."
你说我做了。
What's your daddy going to say?
你爸爸会怎么说？
He's going to say, here's the dollar. I promised you a dollar. I'll give you a dollar.
你爸爸就会说给你一块钱，因为我应许了给你一块钱。
Hear my voice according to your loving kindness.
所以照你。
Lord, revive me according to your justice.
你照你的慈爱听我的声音，照你的典章将我救活。
You promise it. All I'm doing is saying, thank you. You promise it. I want what you promised.
因为你呢，就是说是应许，应许要给非常感谢，所以我想要您给我应许的。
If you read the Bible, you'll get the promises.
如果你读圣经，你会得到应许。
If you don't read the Bible, you won't know the promises, and you won't know how to claim them.
所以如果你不读圣经呢，你就不知道应许，你又不知道应许呢，你就不知道怎么去得到应许。
But if you do read the Bible, you'll know the promises, and you will claim them.
因为如果你真的去读圣经，你就会知道应许，你就会去得到应许。
They draw near who follow verse 150. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law.
150节说追求奸恶的人临近了，他们远离你的律法。
If you were going down the street, what would you want? Would you want to be near wickedness, or would you want to be near the law of the Lord?
所以如果你走在街上呢，你想靠近什么呢？你想靠近奸恶的人呢，还是想靠近主的律法呢？
Oh, you say, I don't want to follow wickedness. I want to follow the law of the Lord.
你说呢，我不想靠近那个奸恶的人，我要靠近神的律法。
All right, so what's the conclusion of all that?
所以这个结论是什么？
Read your Bible, pray every day.
你读你的圣经。
Pretty simple.
读你的圣经，每天祷告，非常简单。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you. Thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们为圣经再次献上感恩。
Lord, would you give us both the diligence, the desire and the diligence to read your Bible.
主啊，求你赐给我们这样的愿望和我们的喜爱去读圣经。
We know, Lord, that if we do, you will give us much blessing.
主啊，我们也知道，如果我们照着做呢，你会给我们大大的赐福。
And so we give thanks for this today in Jesus' name.
所以我们为这些献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.
谢谢大家。
I'm improving. I only went 5 minutes over in this meeting. I went 10 minutes in the last one. Yes, mate.